Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in time and space. Welcome to the Chuck Gines podcast. Chuck Gines documenting the human experience. Just one man floating around on this blue ball in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. I was drinking my coffee this morning and thinking how, in a lot of ways, this whole Donald Trump phenomenon with the 2020 election and that whole deal has kind of like been the new 9/11 for me. And what I mean by that, and for a lot of people, if you remember back in 9/11, it was a divide. I lost a lot of friends. A lot of other people lost a lot of friends, and the divisions amongst family members. An incident like that, a tragedy like 9/11, really can cause a lot of divisions and questioning who our friends are and things like that. So it made us look at ourselves and look at others, I think, is a good way to put that. And I was my buddy Jot, you know, friends for decades. And, you know, a lot of the people were more left than me. But it really became pronounced and was a dividing factor for me and a lot of other people. And it seems like Trump, in a lot of ways, is the same way in that, for example, I was watching Michael Savage's little clip on his YouTube channel where he was talking with someone about the Trump indictments. Mike's been kind of quiet on it. And it was just sad to see how disingenuous he was being. I don't know if it's intentional or if it's just a real blind spot, you know, talking in seriousness about how these cases are going to get tossed out and there's no legitimacy to them. And just sad. Mike's somebody I've listened to for a long time, since the 90s. And I would always go to Mike Savage kind of to get a different take. You know, you'd go listen to the standard right-wing, you know, spin. They all kind of seems like an echo chamber, like they send out memos. It doesn't matter if it's the left or the right. Rush Limbaugh used to point out how the left does that, but the right does it as well. So Mike was kind of a breath of fresh air because he would oftentimes just have a different perspective. And so things like that, you know. Listening to Mike Gallagher, I really can't do it anymore, you know. I've listened to Dan and Amy, you know, Dan Proft, Amy Jacobson, out of Chicago there for, you know, probably 4 years anyway. I'm from Chicago. I have ties there, and I like to listen to them in the morning and just listen to them, you know, carry that water and hold that coat. It's just really sad. And so it seems like another growth, another divide, you know, another kind of like awakening. You see people for who they really are, I guess, you know. And this has been, it's more than just politics, really, this whole Trump thing. It's kind of been a test of virtue, a measure of morality of sorts. Seeing people, that's a good way to put it, seeing people for who they really are, you know. Because it's a moral question, really. You know, if you are somebody who actually like really believes that the election was stolen and that Trump hasn't done any wrong, I mean, I just don't know how you get there. And you know, there was another podcaster pointing out that you don't see the right wing getting into the indictments. You know, you just don't see that. It'd be nice to see Mike Savage get on there holding the indictment in his hand like so many other people do and get into the specifics of what's in it. Dan Proft, why ain't you doing it? It's all these blanket statements that there's nothing there. And it's caused a divide. And it's like I have fewer and fewer news sources as time goes on. Maybe I will head over to the other platforms. I used to listen to Stephon Molyneux a lot. He had some pretty good shows. I don't agree with everything he would say, but he had a good Truth About series, and they purged him off of YouTube right before the 2020 election. He was doing some really good, serious journalism concerning a lot of the George Floyd and a lot of the racial stuff that was going on at the time. And I knew that it was a matter of time before they pulled his channel. He not promoting violence or anything like that. It's just the censorship that they do. But it seems like my world gets smaller and smaller for looking for legitimate views on things. And I guess the older you get, the more you have to rely on yourself, you know. But really kind of sad to see that, because it's good to have sources, you know, that you can go to, you know. You know, even Sam Harris with justifying the Hunter laptop stuff because he hates Trump so much, you know. And but you know what? Nobody's perfect. We're all humans, you know. Sometimes it gets too much, though. You know, we have to accept people for their character defects and their flaws. But sometimes that scale tips way too far the other way. And I guess that's another little period of my life. It's reminiscent of 9/11 for me. How about you? Leave a comment in the comment section there. Has this been transformative to you? Do you see people differently around you, your family members and things like that? Watching them partake of such folly. Leave a comment. Let people know about this podcast. I don't have this hooked up to any sort of RSS feeds to any of the major platforms. This is kind of a little more word of mouth underground thing that I got going on. So, yeah, you all have a beautiful day. And let me know what you think in the comments.